Ladies, listen up. This episode is for you. And fellas, if you're listening, this episode is something really great that you could utilize to subtly share with your special lady in your life to help her.
Welcome. My name is Monique Dolman, former personal trainer, professional dancer, turned mindset coach, and embodiment queen. Each week, I bring you an inspiring person or message to help you shift your mindset and focus on what you deeply desire so that you can unlock your greatness. I'm excited to be spending time with you today. Let's dive in.
He will listen to you if you do this. All right, what am I talking about? Relationships have been probably my greatest teacher, my biggest personal development. And if you've been following my journey, you'd know that I've spent over $50,000 in personal development. And that's looking at things like retreats, courses, masterminds, coaching, group coaching, all of the things, NLP, master, NLP practitioner training, all of these different certifications and programs and things like that I've been a part of. I would say that my biggest shifts and my biggest growths have actually come from being in relationships. Yes, relationships are, you know, family relationships and friendships are a relationship. But what I'm talking about here is my intimate relationship with my partner. Through being in a relationship, I constantly have this mirror. So I'm always having this feedback through what I perceive in Nathan back mirrored to me, right? And so noticing that in the past we used to communicate really different to how we communicate now. So we thought we were really great at it, and we were for that level of awareness that we had at that stage. And then when we look back now, we're like, whoa, we weren't very great at that. So in comparison, I'm like, I have so many more tools now to help me communicate more effectively with him. So you're going to want to listen to this. You're going to want to soak it up. You're going to want to implement these shifts in the way you communicate with the men in your life, ladies. Okay. So to start, in the past, I was super logical. As a little girl, not so much, but this was more in the past 10 years, right? Super logical, more about solving the problem, you know, getting to the solution, like super masculine energy. I was really great at that. And so what I didn't feel comfortable with was being as vulnerable with Nathan, being as vulnerable with the previous partners I was with either. So I felt uncomfortable expressing myself from a place of vulnerability whilst being in the vulnerability as well. So I felt deeply uncomfortable with sharing my feelings around situations, especially if they were to do with my partner at the time or Nathan, which is my current partner, right? And so what I used to do instead was I used to logically try to explain what was going on. Now, this never ever worked for me. This never allowed there to be a great resolution of the conversation, and it was just the worst. So what I found was we were just having this logical battle. It was like we had some guns and they were just shooting like logical things like, you said this, you said that. No, I said this, I said this. This is what happened for me. I said that. No, you said this. It was just like replaying the words and the words from our own perception of what happened, right? Because the way that we see one situation, so how I see something compared to how you see something and experience it, will be so different. You remember that game Chinese Whispers? It just comes to mind. And it's like someone would say something and it would just get changed along the way, because the way we take in information through our mind, through our brain, right? It gets filtered. So it gets filtered based on the values you hold. It gets filtered based on the strategies you run. It gets filtered based on, you know, your beliefs at the time and your level of awareness. And so what happens as it comes in, there's like this filtration that kind of blurs. It's like blurs it out, and it deletes, distorts, and generalizes things that we hear and take in. So knowing that if you're in an argument or you're having a conversation with someone, they're going to remember different things to you because they might hold different values, they might have different beliefs, they might have different way of interpreting situations or even taking in information, which is a whole other podcast. And so it's going to be different. So if you're trying to have a battle of who said what, it's almost never going to be able to be resolved from that perspective. What I found super helpful for me was sharing around my feelings, sharing how I felt. And so when I shared from this place, it was so different. Like, I would see Nathan soften. Like, the defensiveness would drop. We weren't battling anymore. We were really just communicating really effectively, really raw, really beautifully. So I would, instead of trying to be right, I just shared my experience and how I felt. So I'd share what I felt in the moment, or if this was something that I hadn't brought up. So something I used to do was, instead of sharing how I felt in the moment and kind of talking about it as it came up, I used to kind of push it down. So I would suppress, so consciously push it down. So I suppressed it and then probably got repressed along the way as well. And so I noticed that I used to call it the angry dragon. I think I called it something different. It's like code red and angry dragon's here. Rah! And it's more like little cat there. The dragon would come up and it was like hectic because I'd suppressed and then repressed things in other partnerships. This used to happen quite a bit in reflection. I say quite a bit as in like that was my pattern that I would repeat. And so I noticed that since being with Nathan, that shifted a lot because the way I communicate is really differently. And it was really scary for me at the start of that. Like, I felt frozen in my throat. I felt blocked. I felt like no words could come out. It was just I was super in my head, like AD, auditory digital, just talking to myself in my head. And all I needed to do was just start. And that was the scariest part, was just starting the conversation around how I felt. And so we've been together now for 6 years, going on like nearly 7 years. And this is the start of our relationship. I used to share very different, very, very, very differently. And we used to butt heads quite a bit. Have our logical battles quite a lot. And it was actually, I laugh now because looking back, I can see the humor, but at the time it was horrible, like in moments, because nearly broke up various times because of these logical battles, like having these disagreements around who said what and how we spoke to each other and things like that. It's so different now. Oh, it's so much better. So great to be able to have a safe container. So like our relationship I see as a safe container. And that just goes to show the work that we've both done individually to feel safe in our bodies. So feeling safe in my body to feel those feelings and then able to be able to share it and be witnessed in my vulnerability with him watching that, like seeing it for the first time. So this old way of talking to myself, and when I said talking to myself, it was almost like it wouldn't be sentences for me. It was like, no. So he'd be like, hey, what's going on? I'd be like, no. Like, I'm just hearing no in my head. Or he'd be like, is everything okay? And I'd be like, don't say anything, don't say anything. Like, it wasn't full-blown conversations that I would have. The words would be like one sentence or one word sort of thing. That's how I used to hear it for me in the past. And it's interesting. So then that evolved to just opening up. And when I say opening up and, you know, sharing how you feel with your partner, it's sharing from a place of taking responsibility and also just letting them in on how you felt when something happened. So for example, like if you if they spoke to you in a specific way and it didn't feel great to receive it like that, like this is something that probably has happened in the past quite a bit. So it depends where I'm at in my cycle too, like around a week before I have my bleed, I would find that I'm more sensitive to tones. So the way that the tonality Nathan would use when he talks to me, and I feel really irritated sometimes around the tone. So it was a learning in that as well, communicating how that may have felt to receive what he said. So rather than blaming him, like, you spoke to me like this and it's your fault and, you know, how dare you, which is very victim mentality, right? It's like such a victim-y way to express yourself and such a shadow component, and blaming the other, like it's their fault that I didn't like to be spoken in a specific way. Like, how do they know? They're not mind readers, right? So it's also taking responsibility is a really important part of this, sharing your feelings. If there's just sharing the feelings, it can sometimes be like a massive dump. And sometimes that can vomit out like blah, blah, blah. And that's okay too, because what's a really important step is also to create a safety in your relationship. So what Nathan and I used to also do was pre-frame a lot. So something we don't do anymore, because we're more in sync with each other and we know each other much deeper. Sometimes we may ask each other a pre-framey kind of question if we're unsure, but not as much. In the past, it was really powerful for us to get started. So what I mean by that is, hey, I really want to share something with you. I'm unsure what's going to come out. Please know that this is about me and I just want to share this with you, and I just want you to hear how I feel, and I'm unsure what I'm going to say. So that's something I used to do. I used to say stuff like that to Nathan, and I would just let him know, like, I have no idea what's going to happen right now. Because for me, I externally process. So I think as I speak, like, rather than thinking in my head. So you might talk to yourself in your head around how you're going to talk to people, what you're going to say, or what you're going to do. That rarely happens for me. Like, rarely happens. If it does, not normally that great. So for me, as I say things is the first time I've heard it too, often. which is really interesting for some people to hear, because a lot of people don't know that about me, probably, or about other people. There's other people I know like that too. They often are more kinesthetic, so they feel a lot more than they think. And quite regularly, it's really rare to fully be someone who talks a lot to yourself, and quite regularly it's actually a coping mechanism or a trauma response. Yeah. So looking at that, and if it's productive, yay, great. And if it's unproductive loops, then looking at where that's come from is really powerful, and something that you can go into in much more depth when you get to the root cause of why you feel and experience life in a certain way. So pre-framing is a great way to start if you're just new to this style of communication. And communicating is so important, and for women specifically that identify as being, you know, like really feminine in nature, most women are, I would say for you, it's like this is a part of feeling safe in your feminine expression, like feeling safe to, I'm smiling right now because seeing women feel safe to share and speak up, use their voice, express their feelings just is my jam. I love it. I love seeing women do this. I love seeing them learn about themselves and feel comfortable to be, you know, excited or to be vulnerable and be, you know, share their grief or share their sadness. Because when you open up, the way you share, the way you release energy changes too. And that means the way you can, you know, utilize energy changes. So it's really exciting to be in this place if this is where you're at. And so pre-framing is amazing. And when you pre-frame, you take responsibility, and it's so great. And it just creates such a nice dynamic in the relationship, and allows if you're a woman with a man and you're, you know, in that more traditional, I guess, masculine and feminine dynamic, it allows the man with that you're seeing or communicating with to relax. Because I don't know about you, but when I'm in my masculine energy, I love to solve problems. I love to fix things and work them out and like resolve the problem, right? I'm like, I'm here to serve and help and yes. And a lot of the time, not all the time, so sometimes it's different to this. Most of the time, the woman just wants to be heard, just wants to express herself and allow it all just to come out because maybe it hasn't been expressed before. Sometimes there's just nothing that you actually need to do but just be there. And of course you can check in when she's finished, like with how she is, and it's really, really great to just allow that tap to flow too. Like in the pre-framing, something that I used to do is like, I just want you to listen to me, and when I finish, I'll let you know. And then if there's anything you wish to share, then I'll allow that for you too. Is that okay? And then he'll be like, yep, that's great. Thank you. And then I'll just start. And quite often what I find for me is through the expression, through the sharing, I actually resolve the problem for myself. Sometimes that doesn't always happen. And, you know, sometimes it needs a back and forth and we need to, converse and have a conversation. However, I often resolve it myself. I'm like, oh, okay. I chose to be really triggered by the way you spoke to me and the tone you used. Felt like you were really cold and didn't care about me in that moment. And then it allows me the time to go, okay, cool. Well, how is that me? Because I love to look at it from that perspective. Like, all right, how is that me? How do I do that? I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty direct sometimes. And, you know, sometimes I just say, hey, do this, hey, do that. And there's no tone. There's no like, hey, is it all right if you do? I'm just like, boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, okay, cool. I do that too. And then I normally just laugh, or I'm like, if it's something that, you know, it's a bit deeper than that. Sometimes it's brought up things from being in high school or, you know, primary school. I've been in situations where I've been like, oh, wow. Like, I'm actually feeling so much emotion. And I remember a time when I was in high school where a friend said this to me and I just closed off. I disassociated and I pretended I didn't care. And I just was like, yep, all good. And I moved on and I just like, boom. And what happens then in those moments where, you know, you're disassociating maybe, or maybe you're not in your body fully feeling the emotions. You actually essentially, well, the Hawaiians, ancient Hawaiians believe that you are tying up a little black bag. You know, you're putting that feeling or that emotion in the black bag, tying it up. Rather than throwing it away, you're actually throwing it into your body. So you're putting it into your body, it's going to go where it goes, and that's going to create something for later. You know, it might be like that niggly shoulder that never goes away, or it might be like the lower back pain that comes up. It could be, you know, that tickle in your throat you get all the time. So allow yourself to notice the messages your body is sharing with you. It's really important. And so rather than suppressing things, express them. And then those little black bags, they actually might come up sometimes. So that's, you know, those moments of like, whoa, this is here. This feels big, but you're just talking to me in a, you know, more direct tone. How come I'm feeling this way? Oh, okay, just get in trouble with a different tone. So I'm feeling really scared now because I'm remembering that time when I was a little girl and just get in trouble and this is big emotions there. When you have a safe container, you can set, I guess, the boundaries of the container the way you desire. And it creates a lot of safety having that boundary of how the container works. And that's the relationship, right? And you can do this for friendships, family, work, anywhere. You can map this across so you can utilize this anywhere else in your life. And for me, I always found that I was pretty good at it. And of course, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So there was some leaks in the other areas of my relationship. And my intimate relationship was the one that always really showed it to me, which makes sense because most of the time, pretty much, you know, in your relationship, your intimate relationship, your partnership, your marriage, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever, that is always going to be the relationship where you most likely spend the most time. You are most vulnerable, so you expose yourself the most. You share the most about yourself with this person. So they really see you, you really see them more deeper than probably any other relationship you've had. Or maybe just as much as your best friend, but it's in a different way because you're having sex with this person. You're sexually intimate and you have an intimacy that's deeper than your friendship. So there's another level of vulnerability, right? Because they're really fucking seeing you in that. So within that, it's the perfect space for all the shadows and the different, you know, things that haven't been resolved to come up. It's a perfect breeding ground is what I want to say for growth, for change, for new levels of awareness, for new ways of communicating. It's like the best. It's been the best for me. And I've had, you know, I've dated a fair bit when I was younger and never really had like too many serious relationships when I was younger. And then I had, you know, some long-term relationships, and I just noticed that reflection, every relationship is teaching me something. And it appeared slightly different in each one. However, when you really look back on your life and look at the things you do or have done, you get some messages and some really cool insights on how you've grown, how you've changed. And that's what I love about looking back. It's something that I don't really do too often. Like, I look forward in life, or I'm more present. Like, I'm really here. If you've met me, you know, I'm really with you. And I like to be present in the moment. And so being present is a big part of my work, being embodied, being in your body, connecting to the now. So I'm here and my vision is forward. And so the only real time I look back is to see how far I've come. Yeah. You look in the car when you're driving, you've got that big window at the front. And how big is the review mirror? Like, it's pretty fucking small. Small, right? So yeah, be present. Be in the moment and keep looking forward and look back when you just want to see how far you've come, because it gets to be a celebration of all the changes you've made, a celebration of all the growth you've had. And everything that's ever happened in your life, every single thing that's ever happened in your life has happened for you. Everything. Everything you've ever chosen or not chosen has still been a choice, because you chose to not choose it, right? You are the total sum of everything you've ever done, every decision you've ever made, every experience you've ever had, every thought you've ever thought, every feeling you've felt, every single thing that's ever happened in your life. You are you now because of that. So get to enjoy the journey. You get to learn from your past, and you get to connect in with how you feel so you can express yourself with ease and grace. And know that even though I've shared all this with you, and that's been my journey, it's used to be a bit rockier and now it's much more smoother, there's still those times, right? Like, I'm a human being. There's still sometimes those times where maybe I'm not pre-framing the way I wanted to. If I felt like I needed to, I might have missed that or misread the energy, and it's like, oh, maybe I should have listened to that a bit better in my body and noticed that he felt a bit different, and I could have asked a better question before just sharing my expression. Being a human is such an incredible journey. There's so much we get to experience, and I hope that from this episode you've been able to take away some key components so that you can pre-frame, you can express yourself and take responsibility to ask for what you want and what you need. Create more certainty for your masculine-led partner so that the man you're with feels like he can relax and just listen and be there for you. Yeah. And within that in itself, it's like when you do that, be really honest, be really real, because the more you're you, the more you allow other people to be themselves as well.